It's time for the Onion Report on KDOM. We've been doing this every year since long before I got here. Leo Bartosz was kind of the expert with this, and Monica Mueller, you've kind of taken over, keeping it going.
Yeah, I'm just out of curiosity that a lot of people ask me about it, so he was the Onion Man. I guess I'm not going to adapt to the name of being called the Onion Woman, but we'll just laugh about it for now, because I've always said, like with the weatherman, he can be wrong 100% of the time and still keep his job.
Yep, that is right. Yep.
And this is all volunteer work, and I've never heard of getting fired from a volunteer job yet.
That's true, too.
And what else do you have to talk about in Minnesota?
Especially in the middle of winter. Yes. And now we're in the middle of winter.
Yep, and that's usually the two things you know, talk about is either how you doing, or what's the weather like?
Yeah. So let's start by, how does all this work? What is the Onion Report?
All right. So this is what is done on New Year's Eve, and you take like six onions, and the bigger the onion, probably the better results you have. And so you cut them from stem to stern, and when you cut them in half like that, then you kind of hollow out the middle of it so that you have a little bit of a boat in the middle, like. And then you go and line them up, and if you have like cupcake holders, or I use a apple tray, so you can line them up and have the 12 onions in a row, and then you go and put them in a lower level. So maybe next year on New Year's Eve I should come in here, and since you guys are in the basement, we should do our own onion test here.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, and so then after you lay the 12 onions out, then you sprinkle. And this is where I've had a little bit of a problem, but I've been researching it and digging out old scrapbooks and found actually an article in there that it actually said a fourth of a teaspoon of salt. But when I helped my dad the last year that he was still around, that I think it was a full teaspoon. And so actually this year when I did it two different ways. I did one with a full teaspoon and another set of onions with a half a teaspoon. So when you go and line these onions up, you sprinkle, I'm going to say a half a teaspoon of salt around the onions, a little bit on the outside edge, and then definitely on the inside where you have it kind of carved out as the boat area. And then you just leave them there for overnight, and you go back then the next morning, New Year's Day, and look to see how much moisture or liquid is sitting on the inside of the boat of the onion. And then you can kind of measure that out. And if sometimes the salt might not even be dissolved, that's going to be definitely a dry month. If you have a quarter of a teaspoon, obviously then it'll be just a little bit of moisture. A full teaspoon is good moisture. Running over is downpours.
And sometimes it will run over.
Yes, yes. And sometimes there will not be any salt dissolved.
You know, the amazing thing is how accurate this really is.
Yeah, I don't know if accurate's right or not, but it's just amazing to see that why one onion can be a teaspoonful or running over, and the next one, the salt is still sitting in it.
Which could conceivably be the same onion, just cut in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because you don't arrange them or do it, you just cut them and line them up.
Line them up in a row, and you always read from left to right. And so I just always make sure I put a J and a F and just label the months out, and it's just easier that way. So in case you pick one up, it's like, now where do I need to send it back to?
Yep.
And so from like the 2023 year, that the overall was nothing showing lots of moisture, and that definitely was true.
Yeah, it was a dry year.
Yeah, and my cousin Mari Byam, she also does it, and her report was actually more accurate than mine. But that, again, is a reminder that there's dividing areas, like Interstate 90 is definitely one. The Red Rock Ridge is another divider, just north of Windham on the truck route. We live like 3 miles out. It can be perfectly dry at our house. We drive to town, and we have the wipers going on then by the truck route. So, like I said, there are some dividing areas that, you know, what is maybe given here in city limits might be different than 3 miles north of Windham where I'm at.
And that's the way it is when, you know, when you're driving around, you drive in and out of rain all the time.
Yep. And that's where with Mari's, her onions were very, very accurate that there was not, only in March that there was one full teaspoon. And if we remember last winter, which we won't be able to forget,
right.
that was definitely a full teaspoonful. And that's when, again, we got a lot more of our snow. But otherwise...
But, you know, even your numbers from last year compared to hers, you show a lot more in March than you do in some of the other months, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's it just, this is really interesting. You have to do it on New Year's Eve.
Yes, definitely okay. New Year's Eve.
And then you read them on New Year's Day.
Day morning, yes.
Okay. And then you're set for the year.
Yeah. And then you just sit back and wait.
Right.
And that's where, like, when I do my yearly calendar, I'll just go in, you know, like, on one of the squares of the calendar, I'll just write in the report for that month just so that I can remind myself when I look at that month, did it really turn out that way or not? And, like, on Mari's onions from last fall, it showed September was a half a teaspoon. October, there was, like, one drop that the salt was not even dissolved. And in November was a fourth of a teaspoon of water. And when we harvested last fall, we never shut down one single day because of moisture.
Yeah.
So that definitely did compare good there.
That was
there.
Spot on.
Yeah.
And then across the bottom of yours, nothing shows. That was from last year that
yep.
you said nothing shows a lot of moisture, and we didn't get a lot of moisture.
No,
so.
We didn't.
So what's 24 look like?
Well, for 24, the least amount of liquids that were in the onions was October and November. The most liquid which showed in August. And there was, again, no onions that were overflowing this year. So everything was definitely basically a teaspoon or less. And so for the one full teaspoon, I'm going to... Again, go over both of these because one is a teaspoon and one was a half a teaspoon.
Of salt that you
yes,
added.
Yes, of the salt that I added, okay. yes. And the one that I did the one teaspoon of salt with, they were a little bit of the bigger onions. So January showed a half a teaspoon. February was 3/4 of a teaspoon. March, a half a teaspoon. April, 3/4 of a teaspoon. May, 3/4. June, July, and August, they were, oh, and September, those were a full teaspoon. So we're going to hope we have moisture this year.
Right.
And, you know,
but
again, to help
not,
the crops.
Again, not torrential flooding or anything like that.
No.
It just, this says we should get decent moisture.
Moisture, yes. And October was a fourth. The salt was barely damp. November was a half. And December, again, was a full teaspoon. On the half a teaspoon of salt, but then these were the smaller onions, so that's where, again, I don't know, there could probably be a difference, again, just in the size of the onions.
Sure.
So that's why I've just wrote down both, so I can kind of compare to see if there is a difference between the full teaspoon or the half a teaspoon. So January showed half a teaspoon, February was 3/4, March was 3/4, April was a half. The biggest difference was in May, that with the one teaspoon of salt, it showed 3/4 of a teaspoon, where the smaller onion and a half a teaspoon just showed that the salt was damp. In June, it was a half a teaspoon. July was a teaspoon. August, teaspoon. September was just a fourth. October, it was just barely damp. November was a fourth a teaspoon. And December was one teaspoon.
So really, for the difference in the amount of salt and the size of the onion, really, with the exception of just a month or two, they're fairly close to
yes.
the same. And
yes.
they definitely show the same pattern.
Yep. And like I said, it just is weird how you can have 12 onions laying in a row and all 12 of them have different
yeah.
amounts of liquid in them.
That it is. Okay, so overall, what's our weather going to be this year?
Well, right now we're in the fourth quarter of our year of predicting what the whole year will look like. So this was the other thing that my dad did, was that he did his weather reports on the first four full days of spring. So that will be starting on March 21st. And so you always have to monitor the full 24 hours a day of how much sunshine you get, if the temperatures are above or below normal temperatures, monitor the winds, if there's no wind or if there's strong winds. I never got into understanding what direction winds, if they bring in warm or cold,
right,
that kind of thing. So
there's a lot of science to that.
Yes. And so my only thing is I keep track if it's calm winds or strong winds. I like it when it's calm.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. And then, again, the moisture to know what we're going to be having. So, like, I don't know if you want to go over it.
Sure.
If we can remember what last year was like. The first full day of spring last year said very little sunshine, cloudy, gentle breeze, and we had a light mist about 8 p.m., which was just drizzle, and was below normal temps. On summer, it was cloudy, below normal temps. That one was definitely wrong.
Okay.
And just a light breeze and no moisture. In the fall, which would have been the 23rd, there was sunshine most of the day, below normal temps, calm breeze, no moisture. And
which that would have been pretty close.
Yeah. And then for winter here, it shows now that it was almost normal temps, where, again, we've been in above normal temps so far.
Right.
Sunshine, which where we'd get our temperatures from, calm winds, and no moisture. So my grandkids from Indianapolis were disappointed this year when they came home that they did not go out and make snow forts with Grandma behind the barn like we did last year.
But you could have told them that's what was going to happen.
Yes. So if you want to kind of just do this your own self again, coming up starting March 21st, just write down what happens for your weather during the day, and those are supposed to give you the seasons.
Okay.
And then I've always been kind of watching the temperatures, like last year, last winter, freezing cold, below normal temps. And now summer came along, and they were all hot days, above normal temps. So then you kind of average it out.
Okay.
So now we'll just kind of watch. This winter has been above normal temps. So now we'll maybe see if this summer is below normal temps.
Oh, to even it back out the other way.
Yes.
Okay. So that will be interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, it's just something to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it is, it's just fascinating how, you know, really, it's pretty close when you look at the overall average of it.
Yeah. So. And like I said, with the 4 days of spring there, that, you know, this is stretched out over 90 days.
Right.
For your full season.
All right. Anything else we need to add with this, Monica? If you want to do it, the first step is keep track of those first 4 days of spring.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing we do.
We've missed our chance to do your own onions
right now. Yep.
Okay.
And if there's anybody out there that did do the onions, call Steve down here at KDOM, and then we'll have more backup.
Yes.
And
more data.
Yes. And this way here, if you live in a different part of Cottonwood County, we can compare all that and just make fun of it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Monica, we appreciate you coming in and going over the onion report with us.
Yeah, it was fun. And I told Steve, I said, maybe next year I'll come down here and just do it with him here.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Thank you.
All right. It's been fun. Thank you.